Good morning. It's a Thursday morning, and we're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. There's a chill in the air, Alan. Winter is not so far away.
Yeah, we're talking about single digits, I believe, in the coming weekend, David, which is going to be quite a shock for a lot of people. So this is sort of a last chance to make sure all is right.
Yeah, you got to get into that closet or wherever you keep that winter gear and get it out.
Yeah.
All right. Well, stay warm and we'll keep you tuned in to not only what the weather is, but of course, the political goings on. And Alan, this morning I see an editorial in the New York Times, message to Mr. Trump, we're better than that. As he appeals only to those Americans, he doesn't repel Democrats, one with the politics of inclusiveness.
Well, Donald Trump got a severe thrashing in this election. Democrats way down the line who are not expected to win statewide offices, governor of New Jersey, which was sort of predictable based on Chris Christie, as well as the president, and how people really can't stand either of them. And then you also have Virginia, which was far more of a tough test, but really heading into the Democratic columns. Now, you read the paper this morning, and all you hear is that Democrats are jubilant. For goodness sakes, hold your horses. Look at this, the way that this is coming down. This is 1 year under Donald Trump. A lot can change in a year. And the last thing the Democrats should be exhibiting right now is a sort of arrogance and a euphoria, because anything can happen and switches can be made on a dime. In the meantime, we're having this huge debate over the new proposed Republican tax plan. And David, that's fascinating because when you look at what's in it, the Senate Republicans are on a different page because of their constituencies being statewide, as opposed to Congress people who have much more minute constituencies. So, for example, the House has already tried to make some agreement with people who really need that state and local tax deduction. Your property taxes are deducted up to a particular amount. But, you know, the taxes on the state, on your state income tax, will not be deductible in the House plan. The Senate apparently wants full deductibility in order to get to that $1.5 billion deal that they need to do in order to get this thing through. The watchers under the present rules, which say you can't go above $1.5 billion in the deficit. So all I'm saying is that there is an awful lot of hell to pay because the Republicans now passing a so-called tax cut, which in many people's mind is going to be a tax increase. And so the Republicans are in some ways now fighting with each other, and the Democrats may be gleeful, but they should sort of shut up about it. And all of this indicates that the 2018 elections are coming. And a lot of people think that these results are predictive of what's going to happen in 2018. And it now looks like if what we saw happen this year holds for next year, the Democrats could take both the House and the Senate.
Meantime, Alan, the president, Trump, in China, and he and the Chinese leader, well, could it be described as somewhat of a love fest?
Absolutely. Look, both of them have agendas. The one thing that the president needs for a big win is to bring North Korea under control. And according to press reports this morning, we're hearing that the two men agreed that something could be done about North Korea. Of course, if the Chinese do that for the Americans, then they've got to figure out a way to get something back for it. And I'm sure these negotiations are dealing with exactly that. And we will not know until we see it.
What about turnout, Alan? It seems like people have been energized.
That's right. A lot of people turned out this time. There are road signs all over the place saying, vote against Trump. Well, Trump wasn't on the ballot, but an awful lot of Republicans were. That's what they did. So this is an energetic, as you put it, election, because a lot of people wanted to send a message to Trump, particularly the people in the suburbs who have been a battleground, who showed no compunction about not punishing Trump here. They did, and that's a long way from what happened in the last presidential election.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, joining us. Alan, of course, this Saturday night, the 11th, you'll be with Harry Belafonte. It'll be nice and warm in the egg for that conversation.
It will, and what a great American he is. And I think out of just respect and learning from this great man, I sure hope everybody shows up. I want to say hello to everybody.
TheEgg.org to get your tickets.